Hey there, I am Kate Aull, host of the Empowered Agency podcast. This is the podcast for service providers, VAs, and agency owners looking to create their ideal agency. Each season is broken down into 10 episodes, 15 minutes or less every Sunday. Let's dive in. This is season 8, episode 7, Swim Lanes. I can't remember if I've talked about this in a previous podcast episode, but it's worth revisiting as I think it's important to think about swim lanes in your business as a way of organizing it. Even if you're a solopreneur or you have a small team or you have a big team. So I was taught this idea of swim lanes back in February of 21, and it really revolutionized the way I thought of how my company worked, more so than an org chart. Like an org chart just like did not connect with my brain. But once somebody taught this, and it was actually taught with these like sticky notes on the wall, it was just like, boom. Okay, before I get into swim lanes, I do want to let you know this because I crush it in the marketing department for kateaull.com, said sarcastically. But I do offer 1-hour strategy calls for all type of agency owners. It's where I can dig into your business and just give you 1 to 2 action items based on my experience. I am not going to give you advice that I have never had experience with. This is all firsthand knowledge that comes from me to you that will at least help move the needle forward in your agency over the next few months. So you can scroll below in your podcast app and book a call. Okay, back to swim lanes. Swim lanes, okay, picture a pool, right? You know that they have those divider lines. I swam and did water polo in high school, and my son does water polo now. So think about the swim lanes, right? So in each lane, you have one swimmer who's working towards something, right? So let's take that model of a swim lane and we say from left to right. On the left, we have marketing. This is how people become aware of your company. This is how you get your message out. This is your megaphone moment. Like, let me tell everybody that I know about my company. This is one swim lane. We are only swimming and we're only swimming towards marketing. The next lane over is sales or discovery calls. This is where marketing, if it's done its job well, you move into the sales and discovery, where all of a sudden everybody is swimming in the direction of like, let's book calls, let's convert people, let's get this warm prospect into the best place within our business. And then after they say yes, it moves to operations. So this is the onboarding part. This is the systematic nitty-gritty of how people get into our ecosystem. And that lane is making sure that everything's efficient. Nobody gets buyer's remorse and everybody gets set up well in order to deliver on the product or the service. And that is your final swim lane. So there's 4 swim lanes: marketing, sales and discovery calls, operations, and delivery. So if you are a solopreneur, chances are you're trying to do all of those things, which is fine. But I would highly encourage you to work on one thing. When I was a solopreneur, I've primarily functioned in the operations and the delivery swim lanes. I wanted to make sure my systems were set up. And this is really where you should start. Because if operations and delivery does not work, your marketing might be great, but then people get in and what you give them is terrible, right? So operations and delivery should really be worked on first. So I was doing that the first couple of years, operations, maybe even for my team, making sure all the systems are set up really well. And I actually just have to chuckle because I caught my arm kind of doing like a swimming front stroke, breaststroke, not breaststroke. Yes, breaststroke. No, that's not it. Freestyle. I caught myself doing that with my hands here. I'm like swimming as I'm talking to you. And then, okay, so after I've got that set up, I've got a team built. We kind of moved into sales and I jumped a lane. I moved straight into marketing. But it was like really bumpy and really messy and it didn't make sense. And I kind of didn't want to do discovery calls. I just wanted to do emails and everything was built on referrals. So it was like this system kind of was lackluster for a while until probably like 4 or 5 years ago, we really tightened it up and said, this is the form that people fill out. These are the questions that we ask them. This is the form of our, the way our discovery calls work. Like, this is our system here. And now this year, it is marketing. And we've been doing a lot of passive marketing, but now we're doing like intentional marketing. So now that I have a team, where do I fit? I fit firmly in the marketing camp. I was working a lot in the operations for a long time, making sure systems were built. And then I kind of backed myself out of that. And I felt like I was kind of free floating in this like passive marketing space. And I didn't really have a definition for why I did what I did, why I marketed the way that I did. It was kind of like, well, someone else does this, so maybe I'll do that. But now I'm going, no, this is how our marketing looks. This is the message. These are the things we're looking for with conversions. And this is really the first time that I've done this. 10 years in to my business, and I'm really leaning into marketing. There's sometimes I feel like I have regrets about that, but I try to remember that like everybody has to go through different iterations in their business, and this is mine. So here's a recent story of you cannot cross swim lanes when you have set up your team. So recently we launched a new product called the Inner Circle. This is on the Simple Pin side. After we launched that product, I had to get a little bit into the weeds of the delivery. And that was mostly because this product was born from my marketing brain, from my visionary brain. I could see how we could serve people and invest in them and go real deep with them. And I really needed to make sure I communicated that vision clearly, which meant I did have to do some of the delivery, or not delivery, some of the operational piece, like building the system. But it was funny because I was kind of dancing a little bit into delivery, even more into operations. And my services director was like, okay, Kate, you need to get out of this lane. And I was like, okay, I will get out of it. I will trust that delivery is on your end. You guys can do it and everything will be just fine. And now I am back swimming in my marketing lane. And it feels good. It does not feel good to try to swim in two lanes. Like picture yourself like going across the pool and ducking underneath these swim lanes. And you are like not really making any headway. You're like back and forth and back and forth and all around. So picking a swim lane that you want to be in for 90 days, 180 days, a year, whatever it looks like, will help you move faster. I know, again, not all agencies can support someone else in a lane. That's why I'm saying pick a lane, do what you're doing for a few months, then you can figure out how to outsource or get someone in there, and then you can move into the lane that you want to be in. Some people who are business owners, they want to be in the discovery call lane, in the sales lane. Like that's their magic. That is not my magic because sometimes I sell the moon. I sell the wrong thing. And I think that's a really important thing to know about myself is that I oversell people and that sets up delivery in a way that's not helpful for them. All right. So what do you think of swim lanes? Is this a new concept for you? Is this something that makes sense to you more so than an org chart like it did for me? Email me hello@kateahl.com and then share this podcast with a friend who's kind of struggling with structure, with organization, and they really want to figure out what lane they're swimming in. And as always, if you have any ideas for me, please email them to me. I would love to continue to record this podcast. It is cathartic for me and enjoyable, and I love being able to pass on what I'm learning, what I'm thinking about to you. And if you have a few extra minutes, go ahead and leave a review as well. Thanks so much for listening.